This is another episode of Talks with Tyler ISD, a podcast about the passionate people who have a heart for students. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Bank and Trust. Thank you for joining us for Talks with Tyler ISD. I'm your host, Jennifer Hines, and joining us today is Sarah Cureton, the new principal at Clarkston. We're so excited to have you today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your time in Tyler ISD. I know you've been an administrator, now you're in the principalship. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that.
Mm-hmm. So we moved into Tyler about 8 years ago, and I began in Tyler ISD as a first grade teacher actually at Clarkston, and then moved into the role as master teacher there, served as a summer school administrator there 1 year, and then moved to Jack as assistant principal, and I've been there for the past 3 years, and now I'm back at Clarkston.
So it's kind of like a homecoming.
Yes,
for you.
Is.
This is like your home turf being
yes.
back there.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about prior to coming to Tyler ISD. You have some other educational experience that you have mm-hmm. out there. Tell us about kind of where you've been and what you've done.
So I started teaching in the Houston area. I started in Galena Park ISD as an intervention teacher at an elementary school there, and then we moved to Norman, Oklahoma, and I taught in Norman Public Schools there for 5 years as a teacher as well, and got my master's degree. We moved back to Tyler, and I really just wanted to be in the classroom for a little bit longer, and so here I am now.
Is there anything that kind of led you into teaching and into this kind of pathway to a principalship that you just like from younger, you always knew mm-hmm. you wanted to be a teacher, or was there somebody that was influential in your life that you can think of that?
So I always wanted to be a teacher. My mom was a middle school teacher for
okay.
over 30 years. And so, that was not their path that they would have chosen for me. I actually had to lie to my parents when I went to college.
Oh, my
and,
goodness.
Told them I was going to do something completely different. And I really thought I might be able to change my own mind. But in the end, I couldn't.
I was about to
and
say
so,
it runs in the family. But you were like, oh, it really does. But they didn't really want me to go.
Yeah, they really didn't want me to go. So sorry, Mom, if you're listening to this. You know, she already knows the story. So here I am. I just had a passion for teaching and working with kids. And I still do. Like, I love being on the campus level, and really what pushed me to leadership. I had a wonderful principal when I was in Norman, and he just really pushed me to grow as a leader. I love being on campus and being able to impact even more kids than just a classroom full of kids.
That's wonderful. Well, tell us a little bit, now that you've made it to a principalship, your first year, super excited. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about kind of your leadership style. Like, what kind of a leader are you when it comes to that campus leadership?
I really see myself as a servant leader. Like, I don't mind getting my hands dirty and getting in there with the teachers. I love being in the classroom. I love teaching. I love the instructional side of leadership. And so I've always told my teachers and my staff, custodial staff, cafe staff, I will step in and help wherever needed. I don't mind doing anything to help you. If you have a question about curriculum or instruction, call me, text me. I'll come down to your room and help you. So, you know, I want them to know that I'm there for them and for our kids. And I just really want us to work together as a team to help all the kids.
So what are some other things that you do to kind of motivate and support your staff on campus?
So we're really big on coaching on our campus. We do a lot of instructional walks where we go through and we just coach teachers. We go in and do an observation, and then we pull them aside and coach them on something. We work through it with them, and then we go back and model in their classroom or observe and have them come with us for walks as well to observe other teachers. And so it's really just a model of growth and just wanting that desire to get better as a team.
And y'all have actually recently kind of partnered up with the curriculum and instruction department mm-hmm. to do some really specific coaching. Can you share with us a little bit about what all y'all have been doing? Because that's a pretty exciting thing
yes.
that y'all have.
Yes, for sure. So this year is unique at Clarkston. We have 20 new to campus staff members, which is a lot. And so we have a lot of very brand new first year teachers. And so the district reached out with a program called Focus Campus Coaching, where they send out district support staff to come in and observe and then meet with teachers, coach them, and then go back in and observe or model for them. And really, it's just another growth model to help us all get better faster. It's modeled after that Get Better Faster book. And so it's really just how can we all come together to support our teachers and keep and retain them for years to come.
Ah, that's wonderful. I bet the teachers are really enjoying that extra support and that mm-hmm. program and direction. What about the students? What are some of your favorite ways to relate to the students? One thing that really caught my ear earlier is you like the fact that you can impact the whole school, not just a classroom.
Right. So I always try to make sure I'm visible on campus. I'm out at arrival for morning duty in the car line. I'm in the lunchroom talking to kids. I'm out at dismissal, and I try to keep tabs on some kids. You know, I meet with them and talk to them about their goals. And, oh, I really saw you did great on that last unit assessment. Let's try to do even better next time. And they kind of look at me like, wow, you're checking my unit. Yes, I am.
Yes.
I want to know what you're doing in the classroom, and I care about you guys. So just trying to make sure that they know it's not just their teachers there that care about them. It's administration as well.
That's wonderful. Now, we've covered staff, we've covered students. What about parents? They are a huge factor when it comes to a child's success in education. Mm-hmm. So how is that going?
We want parents to know that they're our partners in helping their kids grow academically, socially, emotionally. And so, you know, we provide campus parent outreach events once a month. We have our campus newsletter that I send out weekly to parents just to let them know what's going on campus. We have an open door policy. So anytime parents need something, they have a question about something, they have an issue, we encourage them to come and see us because it truly is a partnership and we can't do it without them.
Oh, yes. It takes everybody. And of course, they are up there volunteering and you have a PTA in place and all of that.
We do. We have a great, awesome PTA. And we started a partnership with, or rekindled a partnership with Rose Heights Church to really help us bridge that gap between the school and the community and provide some extra supports for our kids on campus.
That's wonderful to hear. I mean, again, they always say it takes a village, mm-hmm. you know, and it's the parents, but it's also the community. So it's great to hear that you have some partners out there as well. Let's talk a little bit about your goals. Clarkston TEA rating was a C. Mm-hmm. So you've got some growth ahead of you that you need to kind of get going. How do you plan to tackle that?
Right. You said it, we are a C, and it is what it is. We're here to grow from here. And so our goal is to be a B mm-hmm. this next year. So we're working really hard to ensure student success for all. So our campus mission is one team, one goal, ensuring success for all. And what does that look like for every kid? Well, it looks different for everyone. So really providing that individualized instruction that our kids need mm-hmm. For successful student outcomes to get us to our goal that we want.
And you're also like making sure that you have that high level of academic achievement. And so you're doing that through those individualized, plans, so to speak.
Right.
But also then you have the group as well. It's kind of a balance of the two.
Exactly. You know, our teachers provide that great tier one instruction, which is just instruction that every kid gets in the classroom, but they also move into small group instruction that's tailored just for student needs. Students have workstations that are based on the standards that they're working on and really just targeting how can we help this student grow to their fullest potential.
Well, we look forward to celebrating those goals with you because we know that y'all are on the pathway to success and are super excited about that. One thing that I think a lot of people who are listening that don't know anything about Clarkston is that you've got some really cool programming on your campus. And not only do you have some of our district-wide initiatives, but you also have the School for the Deaf on your campus. And it's not just Smith County. I mean, it's the regional hub. Kind of explain what that is for those that have no idea what we have going on there.
Yeah, so we are the regional day school for the deaf and hard of hearing. And what that is we house any student within the region that has a need for that auditory, the hearing piece. And so they are brought to us by other districts. We have specialized classrooms for them, but they're also in our general education classrooms as well. They come into the classroom with an interpreter. They have amplification devices to help them with their communication and their listening pieces. And so it's just a really great program to have on our school. And what's awesome is it's really benefiting all of our kids. You know, our kids are picking up on the sign language that their peers know already and
yes.
really engaged and interested in that as well.
And so I think y'all done a really good job because you even like make that a part of your morning announcements.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helps that the children that probably have felt different not feel so different because they're being included and they see their peers are learning and they're able to speak with them. And that's really neat. But it goes even beyond that. It goes out into the community, the American Sign Language, making sure that others have access to learning that. Why don't you tell us about that program for the community?
Yeah, so we have community sign language classes every Tuesday at 5:30 in our cafeteria, and we invite the general public to come out and just learn more of that language. How can they communicate with people that are deaf or hard of hearing? Because you don't know it, but there's actually several people. You go to the store and you probably see a handful of people that do have some deaf or hard of hearing issues. And so we want to make sure that we reach out to the community and help provide them with that educational piece as well.
And then, of course, on a district level, we have Leader in Me, and y'all have implemented that as well in your campus. What are some of the things that you do? Because that focuses on soft skills, leadership skills, really helps round out a child's education. What are some of the things that y'all are doing at Clarkston?
So it really does. It's you know, school is about academics, but it's also about educating the child socially and emotionally as well. And so we use that, our Leader in Me program, to push morning meetings. We incorporate the language of Leader in Me in our morning meetings. We incorporate language of Leader in Me all throughout our day, in the hallways. What are our expectations on campus? We use that language. Our social studies teachers on campus teach those Leader in Me lessons, so every student gets at least one Leader in Me lesson a week, along with our guidance counselor. She teaches those lessons as well. We have the Cougar Careers, which are our campus leadership jobs, and so they're available for our third through fifth graders, and it's just leadership roles on campus, like a principal's assistant or a photographer for the yearbook, kindergarten helpers, just really pieces to tap into every kid's native genius and make sure that every kid feels valued and they have something to contribute to our school.
I love that because it does kind of give them a voice. For those that don't know what Leader in Me is, it's the, I guess, the elementary or it's not even elementary. It's all the way through your senior year, but it's the seven habits of highly effective people, Franklin Covey. This is like the kid version or the student version of that. And so it's really neat to see all the way through their education, them learning these leadership skills. And when they do have that opportunity to own that, you really see some of the kids flourish.
Yes, it's really a beautiful process how it brings out the best leader in every single kid, no matter what that leadership quality is of them.
And so you'll also do house several specialized programs and classrooms. Tell us a little bit more about what else that you have on your campus in addition to being the regional day school for the deaf and hard of hearing.
So we house a precision teaching classroom on our campus, and that is a classroom for students with autism, and it really just helps them get those social skills that they need to be successful. Help work with kids with their goals and their sensory needs that they need to be successful in the classroom.
So it really helps them to have maybe some sensory breaks or some cool down time, works that in there. It's really neat that y'all have kind of several facets where you're bringing people of all, you know, places in life together, and they're all able to do this at the elementary school level and be together. I love that. And it's really about striving to include everybody. And I love that. Tell us a little bit more. We're halfway through the year now, kind of looking at what y'all have done so far. Tell me about some maybe highlights, milestones, celebrations from the year, anything that you're proud of or a memory even of just what's been going on at Clarkston this year.
Yeah, well, I'm really proud of the progress we've made with our Leader in Me program. You know, we've talked about the Cougar Careers that we've implemented. We've also started our leader assemblies once every 9 weeks, and those have been really impactful for our kids because we highlight kids that have been exemplifying the seven habits in the classroom on campus. We invite families to come to those leader assemblies and help us present Cougar of the Month awards to those students. So I think one of our biggest successes is just really celebrating the great things that we have going on at Clarkston. Clarkston is kind of like Tyler's little secret. Not a whole lot of people know where Clarkston is and what it's about. And so I really want to get us on the map as far as the great things that are going on campus, because we have a lot of great things happening.
Well, we have had a great conversation today. Is there anything that you would like for those that are listening right now to know about Clarkston or to remember about our conversation today?
Yeah, I just want them to know that Clarkston is a great place to be. It's a very positive and loving atmosphere for all of our kids, and we encourage the community to come out and get involved in our school, parents to join PTA. We have a great PTA that always is looking for more members. Mm-hmm. So please reach out if you have any desire to help out on our campus. We'd love to have him.
Well, and there's all sorts of ways that you can help out on your campus, from whether it's reading with a child or helping with projects or supporting a teacher by making copies. I mean, there's, you know, big jobs, small jobs, something to fit everybody for sure.
For sure.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah Curitan, joining us again, Clarkston principal. We appreciate you for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us for Talks with Tyler ISD. If you would like to know more about all things Tyler ISD, be sure to download our app, or you can check us out at get.tylerisd.news. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Texas Bank and Trust. Subscribe to Talks with Tyler ISD on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Please share this episode with your friends and family.